saxophonist and composer Greg Ward's new album, Stomping Off from Greenwood, is a tribute to Chicago, where he came of age as a musician. Our reviewer Michelle Mercer says it's also one of the year's first great jazz albums.
The first time I played Greg Ward's new album, I was struck by its sense of momentum and possibility. Its easy movement among styles that made music feel like an open city. The album title, Stomping Off from Greenwood, refers to a street where Ward lived on Chicago's South Side. Ward, who's 36, started his career in Chicago, jamming with the city's jazz elders and clubs while he studied music in college. Then, 10 years ago, Ward made a requisite move to New York to boost his career. He played widely, but a glut of one-off gigs left little time for his own music. So a few years ago, Ward returned to Chicago, where he could settle into a regular club gig with the same musicians. We hear a deep rapport on this album. Ward's band, Rogue Parade, has the classic jazz instrumentation of bass and drums, but uniquely, it also has two guitarists. These guitarists have distinct voices and use pedal effects musically, so they can contrast styles and moods, broadening the sound into a panorama. Ward's own saxophone is so richly integrated into this band that it feels like it was born there. Here's another Ward original, Pitch Black Promenade. Also take on a classic jazz tune, the Hoagie Carmichael standard Stardust. The musicians manage to tell a story with just fragments of the melody. This version of Stardust feels like a walk home from a great last date, the street still glimmering with what's been lost. That's what I see, anyway. The thing is, this album welcomes everyone to hear their own impressions of the music. Stomping Off from Greenwood has all the excellence of modern jazz without a hint of the grandiosity. You can make your imagination at home here.
Saxophonist Greg Ward's new album is called Stomping Off from Greenwood. Our reviewer is Michelle Mercer.